BlakeRadio.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck up!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rocky.
Hi, Mom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
And Mace.
And if anyone disagrees with me, I'll open a can of the earth with thump a mud pie, eat some low-fat frozen yogurt, and back the bottom line.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what your thoughts on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote...
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Kane has got two words for you.
That's the way Raw started. They were trying to burn down a house. Somebody let Kane out early, and he, well...
Hey. Don't you be pinning this on Kane.
Well, he just does these arm things, and fire just happens. It could have been him.
You know what? He taught Joe Vila how to do that, so I'm blaming it on him.
Shut up and let the song play, for crying out loud.
What with everyone just wanting the songs to play? Do we not want to talk?
What do you think he says, Friday night? No, Todd.
Anyway, good evening.
Well, you know, we could always find a way to pad out the show by an extra 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, and now a recap of the song that we started the show with.
Here we go.
Yeah. We'd have to pull out all of the promos that we have acquired in history.
I could add in a bunch of commercials. If we really need to kill time.
Can we pat ourselves on the back for the show we did last week?
We did a great show last week. We really did. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on WildTalkRadio.com, presented by iBlack.com and the fine folks at PWMania.com, which are probably listening to us right now going, oh, God, we just sat through...
What the hell is that?
What the hell is that? God, we just sat through 3 hours of Monday Night Raw.
3 hours of your life that you will never get back.
And I'm crying for it.
And it's only
I was actually referring to the beginning of this show, but okay.
But yeah, this was 3 hours of Raw. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. In case you didn't know, Triple H is fighting Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. I don't know if that was made clear tonight.
Oh my God, really? I had no idea.
I know this is shocking to many people, but that match is happening at the pay-per-view.
Now, hang on. We're not all going to bitch and complain about Raw, right? We're just going to critique it. Tell me I'm right.
That's right.
No.
Okay, so we're not going to just sit here and bitch and complain for the rest of our lives. I just wanted to clarify.
We're not going to bitch and complain. We save that for Twitter, at WildTalkRadio. You can follow us. We complain on there.
you're a bigger ass than I am sometimes.
No, you're still the bigger ass. Anyway.
Hey, well, I'm taller than you, but I'm sure you weigh more. I'd just like to say thank you very much, Andy Steven, for posting our embedded player on PWMania.com. Hello to everybody who's on that site right now. We are efforting an embedded chat room to go along with the embedded player, so you guys wouldn't have to worry about not being able to interact with us as the show goes on.
Yeah, if you'd like to send comments to them at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, we will read your comments on the air. That way Mace doesn't have to yell at stupid people on the phone.
I just wanted to put that out there because I don't want Andy to think that I'm going to tell everybody, listen, come to www.wildtalkradio.com, get in the chat room, and get interactive with us. I don't want him thinking I'm going to steal people from his website to ours.
So, getting the spotlight off of Tim for a minute.
Well, that's hard to do because I'm just, like, full of ego.
Most egotistical person I know.
There you go.
Let's shift the focus back to Monday Night Raw, and it started with CM Punk. Punk said, everybody talks about wanting a WrestleMania moment, but he had a Raw moment last week that was bigger than most WrestleMania moments. He said he was uncomfortable with the way Raw 1000 went off the air, and it had to do with something Jerry Lawler had to say. This led to CM Punk going over to Jerry Lawler and say this.
I don't get it, Jerry. I mean, I'm used to really bad, overly dramatic hyperbole on commentary, but that was horrible even for you. How do you jump to such a conclusion? I mean, if anything, it was you who turned your back on me, because the last time I checked, The Rock was not the WWE Universe. The Rock is one single solitary man. He's a larger-than-life, extremely charismatic, delusional movie star who came in and showed me, the WWE champion, an incredible lack of respect. First off, he interrupted me, which is something nobody should ever do. He interrupted me, and when he went into his little tired shtick with Daniel Bryan, he acted as if I wasn't even in the ring. I was almost invisible to him. And then when he does what I can only imagine in his brain is lowering himself to talk to me, he tells me that he's been gifted with a championship match at the Royal Rumble. And he acts as if he's just going to take my championship from me. The respect he didn't show me, I showed him right then and there, because he's lucky I didn't drop him on the spot. He's fortunate that I didn't hurt him right then and there. And then at the end of the night, Dwayne does what Dwayne does best, and he tries to make the show all about him. He tries to make Raw's 1000th episode all about him. And that's exactly when I showed him the kind of man he's dealing with come Royal Rumble. Because this is not a popularity contest. This is not ballet. This is the WWE, and I am its champion. You understand me, Jerry? And what's The Rock's response been? I mean, we haven't heard from him in a week, which is funny to a guy like me, because when he was battling with John Cena, you couldn't shut him up. Now The Rock has found his silence, and I know what that means. So when it comes to you and your little agenda, and however you want to spin it, you can say what I did or didn't do to John Cena. The 1000th episode of Monday Night Raw ended the exact way every episode of Monday Night Raw should end, with the focus and the attention and the spotlight on the WWE champion, the best wrestler in the world.
So, Lindsay, my question to you is, that was a hell of a promo Mace just cut, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, it's just word for word. It was awesome.
I swear he did a hell of a job with that promo. I'm just throwing it out there.
Actually, didn't we say this last night on WTR that he should come out and bitch about The Rock and all that kind of stuff? Didn't we say this last night? I'm just kind of curious.
Last night and the week before and the week before and the month before and the month before and the year before?
That's just, before we continue, Mace, Or should I call you CM Punk?
CM Mace.
Yeah. That sort of seems pretty much right up my alley, the same shit that I've been saying for well and truly over a year. Yeah. I write a good promo, don't I?
You do. You actually do.
It's proof that they listen to us.
It is really proof. After CM Punk cut that, this brought out Big Show. He called at this point labeled Lawler Mr. Propaganda. Pot, kettle. Anyway. Punk questioned whether Show was there to steal CM Punk's spotlight. That's not hard to do, Big Show said. Show said the focus was on Punk a little bit at the end of Raw, but Show said it was actually all about him rather than Punk. He said he cost Cena the WWE Championship and made him the first man to cash in the money back contract and lose. Show then said that Punk is supposedly the best in the world, yet he couldn't even beat Cena after he knocked him out. And he also said, as a matter of fact, you're the only reason you're still WWE champion is because of me. This then brought out John Cena, and he went toe-to-toe with the Big Show, and then, well, we'll stop right there. Thoughts on where we're at right now.
Great promo by Punk.
Yeah, great promo by Punk. Okay promo by Big Show. Fuck off, John Cena.
Yeah.
Because God forbid we open a Raw with the focus on the WWE champion.
So, this then allowed Justin Roberts to introduce AJ Lee as the new general manager of Raw in her Stephanie McMahon-inspired suit. She came out and announced, in our main event, it would be Big Show versus John Cena for the number one contendership, with the winner going on to fight CM Punk at SummerSlam. Comments, thoughts, opinions, reactions?
She looked hot in the suit.
She did look hot in the suit.
Yeah, I would agree there. And that she did look like Stephanie on her first night when she came out as the GM.
Which I'm kind of okay with.
Which is fine for me. I thought, you know, nice simple promo gets her off on the, you know, off on the right foot, makes a match. Pretty simple.
She actually seemed sane.
Wait, AJ's sane? No. You lie.
I don't know, the gathering on what we got from her during the night, I think she's a lot more sane now than she has been in the last few months.
This is, true. At this point, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, now we're coming out of the crazy AJ Lee, and now we're going, at least right now, we're going into Payback is a Bitch, and her name is AJ Lee. That's what we're going into.
Vengeful bitch mode. She must have talked to my ex-wife.
Then we go backstage. We see Daniel Bryan outside her office, looking like he was going to go in, but not quite there yet. Up first in the first match of the evening, Santino Marella against Alberto Del Rio.
But hold on, before we get to the match, you got to remember,
AJ has a monitor, so maybe she'd be able to see him outside there.
Fucking marks.
Thoughts on the match? I got nothing. Anyway, thoughts on the match? I will say, compared to other matches they've had, they gave Santino offense this time around.
They did, and good for them, but I mean, it was quick. We got Ricardo, so yay for that. But otherwise, it was just, yeah, it was a match.
Santino's growing out the mullet.
Not surprised.
No, it looks like he has a bald spot somewhere.
Not surprised.
Any thoughts about the match, Mace?
There was a match.
Yeah, there was a match. We actually had a wrestling match.
Wow.
That went 7 minutes.
Wow, 7 minutes of wrestling in your first hour of television.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I've got no opinion of this semi-squash.
This is extended squash.
Yeah.
We got Ricardo.
We got Ricardo.
True. Ricardo's always good.
Yeah, after the match...
However, we were then followed by 7 minutes of Alberto Del Rio, which is bad.
Yeah. But don't fret. He's above everybody. He's above the U.S. champion. He's above Sheamus. Everyone is beneath him. And if it's not a world title match, he will not compete. So he will not compete until SummerSlam.
I see logic in this.
There is logic.
Yeah, he's the number one contender. He believes himself to be above everybody else. So, you know, if he shouldn't have to wrestle till SummerSlam, it keeps him off my television. Good for him!
Yes, let's keep people out of the ring when we have 5 hours a week to put on wrestling.
Well, you know, we could always fill it with another replay and another replay and a recap and another replay.
Yeah, but instead we get Brodus Clay, Cameron, and Naomi dancing in the ring mid-entrance, which is kind of surprising, but okay. This was then interrupted by Vicky Guerrero and her, excuse me, as the Queen Diva decided to, well, dance, like she watched an episode of Seinfeld. Thumbs blazing, kicks going, yeah.
What bitches can't dance?
This then brought out Damien Sandow.
Wait, whoa. I got a comment from what Mace just said. White Latina bitches can't do anything.
Thank you for being politically correct, Tim. Now please go fuck off.
Wow. If you're new to the Wild Talk Radio Network and the Raw Post Show, this is the kind of fun we have. We take shots at one another. It's fun.
Shut up and continue.
Anyway, Damien Sandow came out to address the masses. He showed up what happened last week on Raw to him. And then he went and attacked Brodus Clay. And I thought this was a really well done segment. A good way to utilize Sandow. Got him over. Do you guys agree?
Yeah. Definitely helped him.
What do you think, Mace? Good effective way to use him?
I believe it was an ample ambiguity of his time and pleasure. Yes, quite. Yes. Now send him back to Harvard, where he could go and read some books.
Are they leather-bound? Do they smell mahogany?
Indeed. Quite. Yes.
That's painful. That's just really painful.
Oh, good. Sums up everything we just saw. This time we go backstage to Daniel Bryan. He actually got in there with AJ, offered to shake her hand. He asked if she's crazy and pointed out her power suit. She said, she's not his bride to be. She's the boss. She noted the man in the white. She noticed the man in the white coats or the scrubs last week, and suspected he was going to have her committed. Shocking. And then she booked him in the match against Sheamus. And he asked if it was for the title. She fired back with, no, no, no. Thoughts on
vengeful bitch mode, activate!
thoughts on their first interaction?
I think
Mace just said it all.
I'm liking vengeful bitch mode on AJ, and I'm liking crazy bitch mode on Brian, so...
It's working.
It's working.
Well, ever since Santino came around, we've been saying that he's gold. I think AJ stole that gold.
Except she's not really a comedy-style character. She's just fucking nuts.
You don't have to be comic to steal the gold. She's golden right now.
I think whoever is booking her is doing a fantastic job, and I would love to know who in creative is handling this storyline.
Well, I know who it isn't.
Well, yeah, we know who it isn't, but I'm not going to say what I just thought. Anyway.
Type it in Skype.
Anyway.
Type it in Skype.
Anyway,
whoever is handling the storyline is doing a really good job.
Now we get our replay of the segment featuring Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, Paul Heyman, and Brock Lesnar.
For the first out of 8 times tonight.
The first or second time already. Then we got Sheamus walking backstage when he was bumped into Josh Matthews. Sheamus, I should mention, at some point here, they announced that they're having a Twitter poll. Which
everybody fucking missed.
Where are you, the WWE Universe? that the WWE Universe on Twitter could vote whether it's a no-holds-barred match, a Falls Count Anywhere match, or a street fight.
Wait a minute. What?
Yes, it could be a no-holds-barred, Falls Count Anywhere, or a street fight.
Wait a minute. What?
So, you know... He just asked
you could have the same match A, same match B, or same match C.
What type of match you would like? I was going to get there, don't worry.
This brings up the whole thing of anytime they use a Twitter poll, it's going to be rigged up the arse. If not so much the results, but the way that they word it, it's the same match with three different names. So basically, they are forcing you to work with their scenario.
It's like...
Even option C doesn't work this time, because option C is still one of their goddamn matches under a different name.
So, we come back... he told... Daniel Bryan was in the ring and told the fans to stop saying yes. He said he's the only person who can say it, and they have no right. He went over the top yelling at them, saying, no, no, I said stop, repeatedly, till Sheamus made his entrance. Jerry Lawler then announced 100% of the WWE Universe and picked the same match, because it is
the same match.
And in their minds, it was a street fight. And it was a really good street fight.
It was.
We got weapons. We got, you know, a spot off the stage. We got it all. Reactions?
Sheamus needs to stop breaking that damn sign with people's heads.
It was a good match. I was having arguments with my computer at the time, but it was a good match.
It was a really good match. Thought they did some good things. The crowd was really into it. They went a long time, which is, you know, good. And it made, you know, even though it was the same match, good, because it's the first ever time they went to this Raw Active thing officially and called it a Raw Active match. She actually gave the fans a good match.
She gave people a good match.
Yet she's still a bad GM. She should be doing something else.
After Sheamus hit White Noise, he hit the Bro Kick for the victory. Really well done. Really well done, man. Somebody talk.
You guys have got to stop setting me up. Really do.
I'm trying to...
No, we keep pitching the slow fly balls. Take a swing, woman.
Hit a home run. Come on, you're doing it every time right now.
No, stop it!
So many inside jokes on this network. People who have just tuned in, you gotta come to every single show, every single day of the week that we have, original programming on here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. By this time next year, you'll be insiders just like our regular listeners.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to be professional here, putting on a...
Forget that.
I'm putting on a performance, and guys are trying to make me, you know, take shots and all that. Why? Lindsay caught that one. Anyway.
I so hate you all right now.
Well, we are sitting here wasting weeks, months, and even years bitching about the WWE product.
We're not bitching.
I said at the top of the show, we're not bitching about the product, we're critiquing.
Anyway, we come back from break. And Daniel Bryan still...
Was this the break where we saw something happen and then we see a replay of exactly what happened before the break, after the break? Or is that the break later on? After the other segment?
I think that was every break.
Daniel Bryan was in the ring saying he hurt his neck and Chris screaming, no, 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 he was not leaving until he got a doctor. Then they showed a replay. And then back live.
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to get Lindsay drunk so she just actually says what she's typing.
Yes, but Daniel Bryan near the doctor, secretly I'm going, paging Dr. Yankum.
Paging Dr. Yankum.
Dr. Isaac Yankum.
Foreshadowing for later in the show.
Yes. This brought out Kofi Kingston and R-Truth, accompanied by Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy. You got to make sure you include Little Jimmy.
I was mentioning Little Jimmy.
Can I just say this was one of the best segments of the night right here?
At this point, they said...
Two words. Field goal.
Yes. It's good. Kofi came out and they, you know, told that Daniel Bryan should do everyone a favor and just leave. This got Daniel Bryan up and he laughed at R-Truth for mentioning Lil' Jimmy. Truth pointed out where Lil' Jimmy was. Bryan eventually, well... He pulled a Snitsky. He kicked Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy is Daniel Bryan's number one fan. Until Daniel Bryan decided to kick him for a 65-foot field goal.
It's up and that's good.
I think what was epic about this is the camera followed it.
It did.
There's literally a person flying through the air.
He really did.
Excellent camera work by the cameraman. Great direction. I wonder who wrote that.
Probably the same person who wrote AJ's crazy bitch.
Probably.
We're going to track the camera on an invisible kid as he is punted into the air.
Can you imagine that one in rehearsal?
Oh, they'd have to line that up about five times, six different takes. I think one time, Bryan kicked Little Jimmy so hard that he hit the side barriers for the entryway and caused the fire.
Bent the promo, or the pyro, pots.
So yeah, they all showed concern for Little Jimmy. This brought out the men in the white coats. Or the scrubs, I should say. They walked over to R-Truth, and they were going to try to, you know, take him away. But no, AJ came out and said...
The best thing about that was Kofi going, no, he's okay. He's okay.
Yes!
I'm like, he's good! Fuck, he is!
He's good, dude! He's good! He's not dangerous, I swear!
But... It's not R-Truth who needs help. It's the little guy in the ring, Daniel Bryan, she said. AJ said Bryan is a little mentally unstable. She said that in the interest of a safe working environment, Bryan needs to undergo psychiatric evaluation. And then the men in the white escorted Daniel Bryan from the ring. Reactions?
I wanted them to put a fucking straitjacket on him. Or, like, forcibly remove him, kicking and screaming.
Well, they kind of did. He wasn't happy, but he wasn't kicking and screaming. But
well, they did the typical escort somebody out technique. But when they got up to AJ, what was hilarious is that she's smiling at him and blows him a little kiss, and he just looks at her like, I'm going to punch you like I did that kid, bitch.
Pretty much.
At this point, I thought, okay, this is kind of where it's all going to go. It's going to lead up to Charlie Sheen being his, you know, anger management therapist.
Nope.
No. But it still could lead there, because it would tie in everything. But there's more to come with Mr. Daniel Bryan.
They found a way better therapist than Charlie Sheen.
They did. But this, we go after another replay of something. Oh, and they announced on Friday that we're going to get a new general manager. Vince McMahon's going to be there.
Wow, Vince is going to be on SmackDown. Who knew?
The first time since, what, 2006?
No, I think he's been there in the last year or so, I think, maybe.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I thought he was there for Teddy or something.
Might have been, but, up next, Kofi Kingston took on Titus O'Neil. At some point, AW made a comment that Titus was like Kobe Bryant in a Colorado hotel room. You know, unstoppable.
To which WWE.com's gone, oh, we didn't mean it. Oh, we're sorry. We apologize so much about that. Oh, such a horrible, horrible comment. It was how many years ago? Get the fuck over it.
I don't know. There's something about alluding to rape in any way that just, it's not okay, especially when you're in a PG environment. It's, yeah.
See, if they had done that anywhere from 1996 to 2004... Okay, no worries. Just keep going.
Yeah, but because they're targeting for a PG audience and Linda's still running, I can see why they freaked out, and plus they're probably oversensitive after the fire where everyone's like, oh shit, can anything else go wrong tonight? Oh, look at that. AW made a rape joke on live TV on a live mic.
Yeah, and you know what's going to make mainstream media, and we're going to hear about it on all the political pages for the next week in the United States.
Oh my god, somebody's going to talk about it on TMZ. Yep.
What? Wait, you mean something else is going to take over from the shooting? My god.
Oh, man.
No, look, I don't... Okay, but... Yeah, I know those sounds. That's, oh, Mace, why did you bring that up? Try things like overreaction. I understand what happened was tragic, but you know what? Eventually, you're going to have to move on. If people start tiptoeing around something, that's why these idiots do things like this. Because guess what? They get away with it because everybody else cowers. Anyway, let's get back to Raw.
By the way, on TMZ currently, they do have coverage about the fire. But, you know, not about the Kobe Bryant joke. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. The match. Titus O'Neil won.
Do you think this could have anything to do with Tebow?
Fuck Tim Tebow.
Don't make him go off again.
Do it.
I went off on Twitter and Facebook about that already. No, I'm good. You know, comparing Tim Tebow to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anyway. We backstage, CM Punk was talking to dude John Cena, and that he took advantage of, you know, Big Show's involvement. He said when the WWE Championship is on the line, he'd like to think Cena would do the same thing. He said people are getting on his nerves by saying he should have done more to help Cena when Show was attacking him. Punk said he likes Cena and he knows that Cena appreciates his brutal honesty. Punk said he wasn't wishing Cena or Show luck. Punk said he knows Cena's upset because he was able to do to The Rock in one night what Cena was unable to do in 1 year.
Nice shot.
That was a hell of a shot by CM Punk.
It was a good shot.
I said, hey man,
jab,
nice
jab,
shot.
Jab, right cross, bam, knockout.
And Cena's
Punk
reaction
this
to
shit
it.
Up.
And Cena's reaction to it worked perfectly.
Just his facial expression.
Yeah.
It did. We then got an the apology, and then we had highlights from more highlights, this time of Heath Slater. So instead of... Instead of going back and, you know, challenging legends, he wants to challenge any current WWE superstar to come out and lose to the one-man Rock Band, and then that brought out Randy Orton.
Meh.
I literally looked up when, oh look, Randy Orton, back to Facebook now.
So, out of this, he's clean shaven. Lindsay pointed out he lost weight, because that's what happened when you get off the roids.
Yeah.
And he's growing a mohawk.
At least he can pull it off. Unlike some people.
Meh.
Nice shot there, Lindsay.
Don't make me go off on his hair, I will.
Do it, do it, do it.
He's 47 years old. He doesn't need to have a mohawk. Okay, I'm sorry. Your kid can have a mohawk. You cannot.
Midlife crisis. Midlife crisis.
Okay, you've got a pretty sedate life if your midlife crisis is a fucking mohawk.
Well, considering the fact that his wife is how old?
20-something? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She's in her 30s. She's like 31 or 32, and he's 47. Do the math on that.
Randy Orton had a mohawk tonight. Go back in and look at it. Anyway, Randy Orton beat Heath Slater. No shocker. Backstage was our first segment with Daniel Bryan and the therapist.
These were epic.
Basically, he asked him, what's your name? He said, is Daniel Bryan your name? He said, yes. He's from Abington, Washington. Yes. And then, you know, kept repeating yes, 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 over and over and over and over again. Good segment.
I liked that they did it in the same show, that we didn't have to, you know, they didn't cut back to it next week, that it was a part of the show.
Yes. And I think it's only the beginning.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I'm okay with that.
Yes.
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 This
yes.
brought up our next match.
Chimichangas! Yes!
Our next matchup featured The Miz and Dolph Ziggler taking on former World Tag Team Champions Chris Jericho and Christian.
Gotta get it right. It's The Miz. And here's other people.
Yeah.
I thought this was a really good match.
It was. One of the things I liked was people talking about, nice to see that Christian and Chris Jericho put aside their differences regarding TrishStratus.com, or they were tweeting about it, and then she actually tweeted it, you know, going, well, who do you think I should have ended up with, Christian or Jericho? I was like, yes! by the way, just so y'all know, Twitter was way more interesting than the show tonight.
There's idiots on Twitter.
Well, we know there's idiots on Twitter, but the non-idiots were a lot of fun.
Anyway, Mace, thoughts, match, go.
This was the point when my computer decided to shut down and reboot and crack shits at me and have the fan decalibrate, and I almost punched my fist through the side paneling and threw the fucking thing across the room, and then I tried to tout, which raised even more anger and problems.
Okay.
So, Tim, in case you didn't realize, I didn't get to see this match.
No, really? Tim, go, match, thoughts, go.
Which match was this?
Thank
the
you.
One that I couldn't watch because I was on the phone with my kid?
Anyway, Chris Jericho and Christian.
There you go.
Jericho and Christian won this matchup. After the match, Dolph Ziggler from behind hit Jericho with the Money in the Bank briefcase, continuing their storyline that's going on. Good effective match. Nice wrestling match on a wrestling show. Should make some people happy they got wrestling.
No.
So far they
won't.
Seem to be averaging one match an hour.
Well, we got two. No, I think we're getting two an hour. Because we had two in the first. This was match number five, according to the recap. And this was between one and, hour one, hour two and three, I should say. This then brought up backstage with the psychiatrist. He held up a series of ink blots. He told them what he thought they were, and then they, formed a goat face. And then he questioned...
Creative.
Brian then threw a fit and questioned whether Charlie Sheen put the doctor up to it.
Can I just ask, is it wrong that when they showed the first ink blot, I didn't see a spaceship?
You need psychiatric help.
I do.
Yeah, but for different reasons.
Do you also have the unhealthy obsession with Charlie Sheen?
No.
Come down on the couch and tell me about it.
No unhealthy obsession with Charlie Sheen.
And how does
Glenn Jacobs and The Undertaker? That's a different story.
And how does
Yeah, that's you? Healthy.
That will be the $75.
Here's my Medicaid card, bitch.
Yeah, good match, good segment. Still more to come. He also mentioned that.
Yeah, we're only at the top of hour two.
I think we're in the middle of hour 10:15. I think at this point.
This show's dragging worse than the 3-hour Raw.
That show didn't drag. This is. We then had a bunch of touts.
Tout sucks. You can't even delete your account.
Tell us your thoughts at Wild Talk Radio. We'll never see it. You can tell us. It's there. Up next, with Tensai in the ring, we then brought out Tyson Kidd as his opponent with a full entrance.
As you can tell, we were stunned.
Yeah, Tensai won the match with the powerbomb and then the splash. Tensai was not done and beat up Tyson Kidd longer after the match, which then had the referee reverse his decision, and the winner of the match was the result of a disqualification, Tyson Kidd.
What the hell?
Tyson Kidd won a match on Raw? What?
Well, I wouldn't even call
it
Tyson Kidd.
It's his second win on Raw this year.
Both over Tensai.
I'm sorry, this doesn't count as a win. Just because the referee got a bug up his butt and decided to change the decision, that shouldn't count.
Well, I guess you're right.
It just... It was stupid to me. It's, okay, it's one thing if you have the match end in DQ, but for them to have Tensai win, and he beats Tyson Kidd up after the match, which happens how many times on Monday Night Raw? And then the referee's like, oh my god, you're not listening to me. I'm gonna be a prick and reverse my decision. It's stupid. Sorry, I didn't like it.
It only happens in extreme cases. But yeah, stupid booking is stupid.
The psychiatric evaluation continued. That after all the talk, despite Brian's temper and obsession with Charlie Sheen, the doctor rules he is 100% sane. The doctor left. Brian said he knew he was sane, and then, uh-oh. There's a magical red light. Oh. Wait. No, wait. No, wait. What?
Time for your anger management therapy.
Hello, Daniel. I'm your anger management therapist. And then he roughed up Daniel Bryan a bunch. Kinged it, that is.
Which was epic.
La 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 la.
That was winning.
I'm really kind of hoping this leads to a program between Brian and Kane.
It seems like it is. And it looks like it could be a match at SummerSlam.
Which I would be okay with. Maybe the only problem is watch Charlie Sheen being Kane's corner or something like that. But
well, whenever celebrities get involved with Kane, we know what happens to the celebrity, don't we?
Ooh, Kane could light Charlie Sheen on fire.
I was more thinking Tombstone in the middle of the ring, but okay.
No, fire. Fire is better. Fire is more permanent.
Okay, we can have fire.
But guys, you gotta realize that they gotta move them on the better thing to fight each other.
No.
What?
I hate you, Mace. I hate you. 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 I hate you.
That was wrong. Anyway.
At this point in time, we got another video recap of the Brock Lesnar and Triple H angle. So, in case you didn't know, this match is happening at SummerSlam.
Think about it like this. We are going to get that at least 5 times every Raw until SummerSlam.
Oh, joy.
Joy to the world.
Because, you know, they can't promote something without completely shoving it down your goddamn throat.
They replayed the fire like 3 times. They replayed this like 5 times. They replayed the beginning like 3 times.
But this is the best Raw in all the times. It's better than Raw 1000.
This then set up CM Punk coming out, and it's gonna.
The funny part is just you completely ignoring it and keep trying to continue on without breaking up.
I know.
That's the funny part of this whole thing.
I know. Punk asked Jerry Lawler if he's not upset with him after what he said earlier. He said he was there to lead his expertise so that neither one would, you know, favor Cena or show. So we had CM Punk on commentary for our main event. John Cena and Big Show for the WWE Championship shot at SummerSlam.
No blazer.
This matchup was, you know, pretty good. You could tell Big Show was working up a sweat. Working hard.
Well, what, did they actually show him walking down to the ring?
No, he actually worked up a sweat in this one. Really good. I thought this was a good main event. Strong, went a while. They gave him time, which, you know, in 3 hours, they can give people time, especially in a main event. At the closing moments of the match, they were outside the ring. Big Show threw John Cena into CM Punk. This brought on almost 10 count. Then Big Show set up for the big right hand, Cena ducked, went for the AA, CM Punk hit the ring, attacking both men, and then he grabbed a microphone.
Actually, CM Punk is...
Wrong clip. Wrong clip. Here's the right one.
And your winner of this contest is... Nobody. They're both losers.
CM Punk is wrong.
And then this brought out AJ.
They're not losers. They're both winners. Which is why CM Punk will defend his WWE Championship at SummerSlam against The Big Show.
What an announcement from our general manager.
And John Cena. The clip cut off there. So, yeah. We get a triple threat match at SummerSlam.
Which didn't we call?
We kind of did.
But by the way, I'd like to point this out as yet another example of the child hand-holding, nobody's ever a loser mentality that has been installed into the world culture since 1990.
No child
Both men line. Didn't finish the match. They fucking lost.
But no, they're both winners.
Bullshit. They're fucking losers.
But they're only losers because of CM Punk.
Doesn't matter. They both lost the match. Neither of them get the title shot. Oh, wait. This is the WWE where you cannot be around at all except for WrestleMania and a high-profile Raw and still become number one contender at a match 6 months from now. Oh, stupid me. I keep forgetting these things.
Well, smarten up.
Also, you know, you can lose 5 straight times to one person and then still get a title match.
Yeah.
That too. So yeah, we got our triple threat match at SummerSlam, which if you heard of that rack, we kind of talked about. Overall grade for first thoughts on the match, or closing segment, whatever you want. Anyone, talk.
Punk was good. Once again, voice of the people.
Punk good. Triple threat,
Punk,
no.
Good.
Bad.
Everybody else bad.
I like
this was hour three of Raw, people. Our brains were going, it's start time.
Oh, look, yellow. It's the color over there.
I like the interaction between Punk and AJ at the end. I thought it was good, especially since he looked like he was ready to take her face off and she was just smiling at him.
Yeah, you can't do this to me. You can't do this to me. And you
show
just...
me respect! Show me respect! No.
I don't have to.
I'm the WWE champion. I'm your boss. I'm the WWE champion. You will show me respect. Nope.
No.
This is the interaction I like out of AJ. I don't know why people were automatically shitting on this at week one.
Because people don't have any long-range outlook.
She needs to do something new.
Yeah, she needs to change her character or... Oh, I hate AJ as the GM already. Why? She has done a total of... What, 3 things in her first night as GM. Give it time. Stop trying to hotshot something when all people do is complain that shit moves too quickly in wrestling. Transitions, build up. These are words that should not be foreign to people, nor should they be a dirty word. And I'm done.
Well, I might suggest that you get a job with WWE and write it yourself.
I'm trying to, but I don't have the required diplomas. Oh, we were supposed to grade this, weren't we?
Yeah, let's grade this show.
To be honest, this is a C. We amounted to practically, if I was to try and time it, maybe an hour 10, and that's being generous, of new, fresh content in a 3-hour program where you had more replays of replays of replays and recaps of last week than you did anything else on the program, and you take out the allotted 40 to 45 minutes for commercial time, they really had a hard time trying to fill what is essentially 2 hours and 15 minutes worth of programming. This was the shit we were afraid to see happen last week. And they didn't prove us wrong, so bravo, WWE, you proved us right once again, you dumb bastards. Anyone else?
Anyone else want to grade the show?
I would have to give it a C, too. I mean, for what they did it well. The matches were good. The Bryan stuff was good. The Punk stuff was good. AJ was good. But it just, you could tell that they put their effort into that, but they really didn't put any effort into the rest of the show. And then they went, okay, so the Punk, Bryan, AJ stuff and the matches, yeah, that's going to fill an hour. Oh, crap. We still have 2 hours to go. Oh, fuck it. We'll just put commercials and segments and recaps in from last week. And it's, I mean, after a while, I can honestly tell you, after about the first hour, I tuned out. I was screwing around on Facebook and Twitter the rest of the time, and the only time I really paid attention was when Punk AJ or Bryan was on. I mean, it just, no, it was really boring, it really dragged in spots, and I'm sitting there looking at the clock at hour one going, oh fuck, we still have 2 hours to go. This is not even remotely cool, people, and we knew it was not going to be the best, but they could have at least tried a little bit harder, especially with, since they were touting, you know, or not touting, but telling us SummerSlam is only 3 hours away.
Three weeks away.
God, it fried my brain that much.
And they were touting it a lot.
And that's the other thing. Fuck tout. Seriously.
Is it just me, or does the word fuck sound really hot when Lindsay says it?
Tim, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's Lindsay, because it sure didn't sound hot when you said it.
Wow. Okay, anyway, I just, the whole tout stuff during the show, you know what? I tweeted it to WWE. I don't mind putting it on Facebook. I can tweet faster than I can tout, and tweeting is a lot easier than touting. Same thing with typing it out on Facebook. It just, the whole thing is, ugh.
Your main thing for this, though, like you said, you tuned out after hour one. So did I. But that's the other thing is, if we're getting to the top of the end of hour one, so the start of hour two, and we're looking at the clock going, oh shit, we've still got 2 hours of this to go, that's not a good thing for the company. It
no,
means
it's
that
not.
They are going to have trouble holding people's attention for 3 hours.
I would not be surprised if the ratings drop significantly from this, which we know they're going to drop after last week. They're not going to hold that audience that they had last week. But this show just, it didn't do anything for me.
I will say this.
3.2 to 3.4 rating.
I will say this. I tuned out after hour two. So I made it 2 hours. But again, I'm still fucking around on Twitter most of the time. The positives of the show, they progressed the AJ storyline. They progressed the CM Punk character, where he wants the spotlight on the WWE Championship. They set up your main event for SummerSlam, and they continued Dolph Ziggler and Chris Jericho.
All which were good. All which were great. But the rest of it was just meh.
And the other positive, we did not see Ryback.
We did not see Ryback, and we got none of the other divas, which I have a question to ask you about after we go off the air. But
okay.
And we could possibly even use it for one of the other shows. But yeah, I just...
Hold on. You mean like the Rack Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network?
Yeah, or we could use it for Wrestle Talk Radio live 10 p.m. Eastern right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network on Sundays.
Hey, wow, she's getting good.
But yeah, Tim, grade the show.
Grade the show? Yeah. You know, an average Raw with an hour longer than it needed to have. How's that? Really?
Okay. So that will do it up for this edition of the WTR Raw post show. Coming up tomorrow night, it's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik on the program. He will be speaking with WSU superstar Sassy Stephanie. And he will also be speaking with former Ring of Honor Tag Team Champion and a new face on Impact Wrestling, Kenny King, will be on the program.
Because fuck you, Marcus, for not letting us have Bret Hart, you prick.
So check out Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live right here on WildTalkRadio.com and airing on PWMania.com. Wednesday night, it's Just Another Goddamn Wrestling Show with Jed Schaefer, Brian Blotti, Scott Barry, and the Cheap Wood paneling, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, live Wednesday night. Thursday night, as we mentioned, it's The Rack, where we're going to cover Impact Wrestling. We're going to discuss more WWE and all the latest news and stuff and discussions. It's Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, live on the Walt Talk Radio Network. Saturday night, it's midnight-ish, it's CB Radio, where we talk about the weird, the wacky, and the usual. Wrestle Talk Radio is Sunday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. Not 11 p.m. Eastern, that's on pay-per-view night. It's 10 p.m. Eastern. Join, Omega, Mace, and Tim?
Yeah, when I'm at my computer.
Right. What are you doing Friday? Are you doing music?
That's going to depend heavily on what I find out tomorrow from my boss. As a matter of fact, I haven't heard anything today, but the odds are that I won't be in town this Friday night.
Okay.
Which means I'm not really able to.
This is a good point. Check out wildtalkradio.com/WTRiffs. There's new riffs up there, more to come. Mace, plug something.
Well, you should be going over to worldtalkradio.com and checking out my article on my recent visit to the THQ Australia offices, where I got to get some hands-on experience with Darksiders 2 and WWE 13, as well as see video footage of Company Heroes 2 and South Park The Stick of Truth. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheMacing. I may say something funny, or I may be insulting as fuck. Depends on my mood that day.
You can also
don't screw up and get this one added, that's all.
Once again, my luck seems to be flowing here. I'm actually going to be disappearing on Thursday afternoon to go and meet AJ Styles.
Oh, for crying out loud, you lucky bastard. How do you keep falling into these honeypots?
Can't help it. I'm just that damn good.
It's got to be all that diplomacy you're famous for.
I'm
having a joke on it.
Lindsay, plug something.
You can follow me at Linsward, LINSWARD on Twitter. You can check out my art portfolio, linsward.deviantart.com. The new Game of Thrones fan art is up. Took me a long time, so please go look at it. And you can check us out live on The Rack Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com. We'll be covering Impact, and we might have a guest. So stay tuned.
Tim, plug something.
I did. I had a bunch of cheese earlier. I'm pretty plugged up right now, thanks.
What about some sort of wrestling promotion you're involved with?
Oh, you don't want to talk about Canadian All-Pro Wrestling right here located in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. It's currently on summer break. We're coming back after a bunch of meetings and such, and we're looking to be bigger and better than ever. If you want to check out what we got going on so far, just head over to www.canadianallpro.com.
Follow us on Facebook.
Rock, plug something.
I'm just doing that. Jesus. Interrupt me as I'm plugging. Jesus Christ.
Well, I thought somebody had to be nice and ask you for once.
They never do that. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network or Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, WTRProductions.net. Thanks to the fine folks at iBlock.com and PWMania.com. We'll see you next week for another edition of the WTR Raw Post Show, where we cover 3 hours of Monday Night Raw. Idiots, please walk away from Twitter. Just walk away, you stupid fucking idiots. Good night, everybody.
Be gone, ye of little intelligence!
Put the keyboard down, find the heart, it doesn't have anything to do with writing.
Body at work and a mind on vacation. Who had the brain where it started to sink in? It was you.